Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday. It is my joy to be with you today, and for so many reasons. I am so excited to have today's guest on the air with you today. I promise you every week to bring you someone whose message, whose method works, inspires, and who I can vouch for. You guys, there are so many people out in the world with their shingle up and something to sell. And it's legit. We have a free marketplace. But as consumers, and I am a consumer first, I am a wife and mommy and daughter and sister and auntie and cousin. I am a person in the world who's looking for the truth, for true solutions, and for things that will work and be sustainable. I'm not trying to get hustled, so I don't try to hustle. And now let me introduce myself. Rebecca Johns, holistic health practitioner and ordained minister and purpose coach. I help people get in touch with their purpose and build the structures and systems and practices to fulfill on that purpose. And wellness is such an important part of fulfilling your purpose. You guys know as well as I do. Get a backache. Watch it take you out. Live with some chronic pain, inflammation, digestive issues, insomnia, stress or anxiety. Doesn't it just take away your power, your freedom, your joy? Doesn't it steal and zap that great I am spirit inside of you and make the most mundane daily tasks, nothing fancy, just washing dishes, doing laundry, going to work, paying bills. That's not living. Hello? That's not living. That's survival. That's the basics. And so if all we have within us in our functionality and in our performance ability is just enough to make it day to day, then are we really going to get a chance to experience our full power, our full passion, our full purpose? From my experience, the answer is no. As someone who has dealt with issues throughout her lifetime and didn't really get the proper guidance to resolve them, was I taken to doctors? Absolutely. Was I given medicine as a child? Sure. Absolutely. And was it done from complete love? You better believe it. But was it done from knowledge? Was it done with true wisdom and understanding of what created the dis-ease to begin with, therefore create the true solution? I mean, listen, 1 John 4:4 says it really clearly. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. I'm very clear that we are made in the image of the Creator, that we have natural and supernatural birthrights when it comes to our health, our wealth, our relationships, sex and money, purpose and passion, peace of mind. That's called prosperity. And Jeremiah 29:11 says very clearly, the Creator's plan is for us to prosper, not be destroyed. And in a world, like I said, that's got a shingle up selling us anything and everything, I've made it my purpose as a consumer, but also therefore as a professional who works in collaboration and affiliation with a lot of others out there in the world who have something to offer. I've made it my purpose, and it's truly a passion to find and connect with and share the wisdom of people who really make tremendous difference and change. People who genuinely have their own story, right? I know for myself, I didn't come into holistic healthcare and spiritual ministry, healing and prophetic ministry, because that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wasn't lying in bed as a child wishing for this. As a matter of fact, it was quite opposite. It was a lot of tragedy, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of my own family's health issues and crises, my own health issues and crises that came to a head, and I finally had to seek out answers. One of the most recent answers in my life, for those of you who are probably following me on my personal social media, on Facebook specifically, I've been sharing about my family's recent journey with chiropractic care. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't realize until I went into direct study about this, how, what's the word I even want to use? It's a controversial almost, this history of chiropractic, at least in America. I mean, if we want to do a quick nod to the world around us and for millennia, bone setters, if you will, those who realigned bones or set bones when they were broken, those people have been around forever, ever. And it's said that among the disciples of Christ, there was even someone who set bones, and that it's just a very important form of care, and one could even say ministry. But you can look up bone setters yourself. I want to talk today specifically about chiropractic. Chiropractic is given a lot of credit to someone named Daniel David Palmer. He was a gentleman from Iowa who is said to have performed the first chiropractic adjustment and cleared deafness from a man who said that he had been in a mild, he had a little injury and moving about where he heard something pop in his back and then realized subsequently his hearing was diminishing until it was lost. And it said that Palmer identified that there was a bulging of the vertebrae, and in adjusting it for this gentleman, he restored hearing. Now, recently, this has become a real passionate area of study for me because I have had some health issues that didn't make sense to me. I have had some things that just persisted. I've had pounds that wouldn't shed when I knew that my nutrition was sufficient so that someone my size and my health, by consuming what I was consuming, should have been making a difference. I was dealing with a chronic torn connective tissue and multiple ribs that wouldn't stay in place. It was causing tremendous pain. It cost me the ability to breathe with fullness and move. I was really beginning to lose functionality. I was spending more time sitting. I was in need of hiring people to do things around my property and my home that I was normally able to do physically myself, so outsourcing. So I was not only experiencing this breakdown in performance for my health, which is plenty. You all know that. You don't need more than a problem with your health. But I also was then experiencing problems with my wealth. I was really having a problem functioning. Basic movements. And I realized something was really going to have to give. Now, I'll admit, even as a holistic practitioner, I was concerned about myself enough to say, let me go to the hospital. Let me see the MD. And that's fine. I believe there is a time and place for all medicine. But what I kept hearing was, well, it's this muscle, so take this muscle relaxer. And if you're dealing with this kind of pain, take this for pain. And I'm just not her. I'm just not one to get into a lifestyle where I am consuming pharmaceuticals to get by. Do I believe that they may have a time and place temporarily? Yes. Do I believe there might be a time and place for people who've even had some sort of compromise to their system such that they have to be on some low dose of something long term? Yeah, it happens. It really does. Is it ideal? No. But does it happen? Yes. And can it be optimized if you're still keeping your nutrition well and you're still utilizing holistic means like homeopathy or acupuncture and things of that nature? Yes, absolutely. But a lifestyle of it, and you guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, I was in the last year on a panel here in Southeast Michigan with Judge Duncan Beagle, His Honor, that runs the local drug court, if you will, works a lot with minors, but also with many, many adults. I was there with a physician from the local Hamilton network, and I was there with a woman who represented the Public Health Affairs Department from Michigan State University, also a physician, but speaking on the subject of policy. That makes it too available to have people readily handed pharmaceuticals to deal with symptoms without addressing the underlying root issues. So could I have taken a pain pill? But you're like, yeah, Rebecca, but take, if you're suffering, take it. Well, yeah, but if I take it and I get myself induced to a state where my brain is turned off, the area, you know, you've got to understand what these pills are doing, right? These pills are turning off the part of your brain that can feel. They're turning on something over here to induce another effect. They're turning this off, they're turning this on, they're numbing this out. So it's not, it's is it giving you relief? Absolutely. And listen, there's a time and place. But I was not being given a solution along with this possible temporary, hey, let's get you out of pain, but in the meantime, let's solve the problem. There wasn't that conversation. And I kept bringing to the attention of those so ready to give me prescriptions, I hear you, but this doesn't tell me what's happening and how we can get to the bottom of it and how I can remedy it. And what was presented to me was, well, your age group, your size, your medical history, this isn't a surprise. You know, eventually this will be a dislocated hip. This will be a hip replacement. This will be whatever. That's just considered kind of like normal wear and tear in our society. I recently woke up to a news feed on Facebook with three people in my news feed saying they were set up in the next 30 days, one of them within hours, typing from the hospital, set up to have organs removed. And the organs they were having removed were organs that in alternative and complementary medicine, the viewpoint would be to detox, cleanse, right, with nutrition, with natural remedy, not with the natural process, but cleanse, nourish, regenerate. You know, we believe in the alternative and complementary part of the care world that you can do great things. Your body is naturally and supernaturally designed to do great things if you give it what it needs. This isn't rocket science, and yet it is. A rocket cannot take off without rocket fuel. A car cannot take off without vehicle fuel. The human body cannot take off without human being body fuel. Is it that easy for anybody else? Are you connecting with that? So we are therefore either empowering our vehicle and giving it really clear, clean fuel that gets utilized and burned and put to use and then leaves the system clean, right? Ask any mechanic. Ask any mechanic, cars, trains, planes, ask them. If I give you this poor quality fuel, this lower quality, I mean, it's lesser on your pocketbook, but if I give this to you, will you be able to still have a clean vehicle? The answer is no. So the quality then matters of that cellular health. So that's a fundamental. Well, a vehicle also needs sound structure. Have you ever driven in a vehicle that wires were not connecting and things were not communicating, your electrical was going out? That sound structure provides communication. That holds true for those of us with cell phones. Don't you just can't stand it when that signal isn't strong and you can't make a call? Same thing with your laptop, that Wi-Fi signal. So the function, the structure, the cellular activity of anything, therefore, is what will ultimately give us proper context for full function and performance. And that was my question to the people that were caregiving for me, and it just wasn't happening. And then I found this guy. I called him my magician, and he says, no, it's your body's own innate ability to do what it's supposed to do. And it's true, but I'm not going to also write off that this gentleman has 37 years, almost 40 years in the field of chiropractic. I will not undervalue that he's licensed in Ontario, Canada, and Michigan, and that his specialty is in nerve signal interference. So remember I was telling you that communication system. He works with cases of single issues, but he also works with complex brainstem issues. So from the simplest to the most complex things you can bring to this gentleman, and he's got great success in treating patients of all ages. And I'll tell you, he cares for my family, and we're ages 8 to, well, we don't need to talk about how old I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to be 47 in January, so he's got a good spectrum to work with us too. But he does care for the whole family health, and from babies as young as a day old to grandparents over 90. And for the past 8 years of this almost 40-year career, Dr. Stuart Swan has been serving at his current location and with his son, Jason. So I want to bring him on and welcome him, one of my favorite people in the world. Good afternoon, Dr. Swan. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It is a great afternoon.
It is, absolutely, sir. I have I've started a little bit of the conversation here about chiropractic, and I don't think I realized until I went to really study it how controversial this piece of healthcare industry is. Why the controversy, you think, with chiropractic?
Well, we're such a small profession when it comes to healthcare, but we're the only drugless healthcare profession. So when we say all those things are good, but instead of doing it on a crisis basis, why don't we get rid of what's causing the crisis in the first place? And the minute we say instead of, we are not part of their establishment then. And that's what really the controversy comes down to.
You know, that makes sense. I worked directly with a physician after a slip and fall that my mother had. And the only thing that was really resolving the pain for her without getting on the pharmaceuticals was chiropractic care. As this MD, all he had to do was write a referral. All he had to do was write a referral, and my mother would have had 80% paid by insurance, 20% paid out of her copay. And he said, I've never written a prescription or a referral to a chiropractor, and I never will. And I said, but it's working for her. You're giving her 4 prescriptions that are not working and this that is working. So you're right. It is a substitution. It could be perceived as a threat. I totally get that. But it also works. So tell me why fundamentally, give us a little bit of brass tacks 101. How does chiropractic work then fundamentally to get to the cause of things?
Well, traditional medicine has been, we've been programmed to think that there's a pill or potion of surgery that we can do to correct the disease. The problem with that is that the body's not working in the first place. So if you go ahead and, you know, you think that you can have something from the outside create the healing, it never works. And you can go ahead and you can substitute what the body says. For example, a diabetic, you know, if they took care of their body in the first place and ate properly, they would have the proper blood sugar levels, A1C. And that's great. But the problem is that we don't do that. We've showed our responsibilities because we've been programmed by Big Pharma and the medical profession that they have a drug for that. So, yeah, they do. They give you insulin. Now they give you Humulin. And that's great until you realize you can only cover it up for so long, and it'll affect the circulatory system, so you end up having gangrene set in, and they start removing limbs. And, you know, that's considered good health care in our society. And unfortunately, if you think about it, every time there's a surgery, they always turn to what? They always go out and they say, okay, now you have to go to recovery so that your body can what? Can recover. You have to heal the wound. You have to control your diabetes or your digestion, circulation, elimination. And what is going on? Well, your health really comes from within. And whether we acknowledge it or not, we all started from two little half cells. And this ability of our body to heal, we're just saying, okay, instead of waiting till you're in a crisis and then go to recovery, why don't we just not have the crisis in the first place? Because your body, believe it or not, heals from everything. I mean, we may not accept that and we may be in a crisis, but over time it will. It'll heal. Sometimes it heals wrong, though. And that's the reason why I've fortunate enough to realize where this body-brain communication occurs. Once your body's put back into place, it can heal. It takes time, though. Everything takes time, and healing takes time. Unfortunately, we've been programmed that, oh, this didn't happen in a couple of weeks, so it can't be working. It does take a lot more than that, and that's the crux behind what I consider our office. We depend on vitalism and changing your lifestyle. Basically, we've been programmed to think that, you know, it's okay, but we only have a death style in this country, and that's unfortunate. So that's the bottom line, is you've really got to get the body working the best it can, no matter where you're at.
Well, Dr. Swan, I'm pretty candid with my audience. My listeners are people who are listening because they relate to my story, and I'm very honest about my story, and I've shared with them that I found you, and I find you to be a godsend in my life, because I have been rehabilitating my health and my life for a long time, and I'm proud of the gains that I've made. But after the last year of caregiving for my mother, who I was hospicing at home, I was not taking care of myself best. But the truth is, I was also applying some of my best methods, and I was just sharing with our dear friends here. You know, I had, after the year of caregiving, I had dislocated ribs and pulled connective tissue, and there's no option in the medical world other than, well, Rebecca, take this for pain and take this for muscle relaxer, and I was not going to do that. So I continued to eat my superfoods, and I continued to use my homeopathics, and I continue to do my needle-free acupuncture, but I was not getting to the bottom of it. My weight was not coming off. And I was really suffering. When I came into you in August, it was either going to be you or some bone surgeon. I didn't know what was going to happen. Can we just use me out loud for a minute? Because I'm full disclosure with my audience for the purpose of ministering for their truth's sake. Let's just use me for a second. I was doing everything externally, that third-party stuff you're talking about. But I met a dead end. And when I came into you, I learned several things. I had a few ribs out of place. I had, I guess what we'd call a dislocated hip. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But I also learned that my femur, my right thigh, guys, my bone, somewhere in development in childhood, and I've known this my whole life. I can't lift my right leg up over my left leg to tie my shoe, put my shoe on. That's been a whole thing my whole life. But I thought it was because I was fat, okay? I thought it was a fat girl thing. And then I learned what, Dr. Swan, what can you explain what my leg had done here? Because I think more people are dealing with this than we know.
Well, it actually comes from, and this is, you're just going to have to follow me on this. It actually comes from the problem you have in your neck. And your writing mechanism, which is in the middle ear, okay, your body is always going to try to keep your eyes level. That's how we stand up. Now, the problem you had in your neck didn't allow that to happen by itself. The head wasn't sitting on there, it was tilted. And so when you tilt the head, what do you have to do? You have to shift your center of gravity, your pelvis. And so to make the eyes level, you would actually shifted the right ilium, the hip, to internal position. So once it's internal, you can't bring it more internal, because that's what you needed to do to cross your leg over. It was already over to the max. And so what we did is we took that position of the neck, and the one that you love the best is that when we free up the atlas, which is the top vertebrae, that allows everything to then communicate effectively and put all the things closer in line. And that allows then when we go down to that hip, is actually take that internal rotation and make it normal again. And without going into a lot of detail, it's really coming from the writing mechanism between your ears, because that brainstem has been altered for so long. It may have happened at birth. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, as a function of these adjustments, which, by the way, are not painful, they can be, there's areas that are sensitive in my body, of course, because listen to what he's saying has been off in me, but they can be sensitive, but it's not a painful adjustment. And
just give a little bit of information on the concept of the adjustment. People are thinking that we are actually doing something to the body. In reality, if you study chiropractic, it's actually just allowing the body to move the vertebrae. And putting it back in place never hurts. If the practitioner thinks that he's moving it and he's trying to do it, then that's where you could run into problems. If you study the body and you try to figure out what the innate is trying to do with the scans that we use and with the x-rays that we use and, of course, the experience and what's going on with you that actual moment, you can allow that body then, just like if you turn your head, it's turning vertebrae, correct? So if you turn your head to the right, how does that do that? Well, it has to be a signal from the brain, right? The upper brain center say, okay, turn your head to the right, simultaneously contracting the muscles on the right side of the neck. At the exact same time, the muscles on the left have to relax. And when you turn your head back to look straight again, the reverse happens. How does that all occur? That occurs with signals going to the muscles individually to do the job. So if we're really using the innate intelligence, allowing that body to do what it would have done on its own if it could, all we're doing is trying to be very, very specific. And if you do that specifically, it's done. If you're not, then it's a waste of time. And so that's where the controversy, the adjustment is what your body does to move the vertebrae. And it's a process. I've adjusted a lot of times where nothing happens. And then on the 16th or 17th visit, all of a sudden, boom, things change. That body is now able to do it the way it was supposed to. If you're trying to force it, yeah, you're going to have problems. And that's when people get hurt. But, you know, I can do it, you know, several different ways. But it really comes down to, again, the innate intelligence doing it the way it should be.
Well, innate intelligence indeed. You know, for my own story, those who are listening and paying attention on the weight loss side, a lot of you are chasing the scale and the numbers, and there's something not happening in your system. There's a communication factor that's off. So, Dr. Swan, since I've begun seeing you, that was August 7th was my first time coming into your office. I've lost 32 pounds, and I haven't done anything fancy, haven't done anything extra, haven't done anything different. So can you explain how, using this communication system you're talking about, how does someone expedite weight? How did weight loss happen for me if all we were doing was adjusting my spine or allowing my body's innate system to adjust?
Well, let me step back. My objective is not to get your body to lose weight or gain weight or, I don't know, all these other things. You know, if we look pretty, we think we're healthy, you know, those kind of things. That's not my objective. My total objective, every single case, is to get the body to communicate properly by removing the subluxations or what we refer to as nerve interference. You, in your particular case, you had nerve interference in a couple of areas. The very first part on the brain stem, and you also had another subluxation that in the middle of the neck, the fifth cervical, that actually goes to the thyroid. And that thyroid will determine your metabolic rate, whether you're going to store or whether you're going to burn off. And that's a balance. At a certain point, we need to store. At a certain point, we need to burn off. Without that communication, what was happening in your case is it thought that it needed to store because you're going through a crisis all the time. And so your body's automatically assuming that you need this and it's storing it instead of metabolizing it. And that's kind of what's going on now. You're detoxing a lot of the stuff that you really, your body didn't need in the first place.
So again, I didn't shift anything in my lifestyle. You all know I do my superfoods. You know, I pretty much am eating a plant-based diet. I knew that something wasn't happening properly, but I couldn't seem to impact it. So this is the result for me. For me, this has been the result. Dr. Swan, how can patients, you know, I find as a practitioner that sometimes clients come to me and don't fully understand their responsibility in optimizing care. It's like, here I am, I've paid you, do it at me. How can patients get the most out of chiropractic care, or said another way, what's the job of the patient in this healing process?
Education. As far as I'm concerned, the number one job of a doctor, and the true definition of a doctor, is teacher. And that's what they need, and we provide ongoing education so that they can decide on what they need, not some doctor telling them. They first of all have to take responsibility. There's no one out there that's going to know what you need better than you do, but you have to start educating yourself. And you have to first of all understand what vitalism is, and have more faith in what your body's capable of doing. We have more faith in a spoonful of sugar than the intelligence that made this body from two little half cells. Mm-hmm. And we've really got to take that a step further and say, okay, what are my options, and start taking responsibility to learn. And then the next step is to act on it. And that's where it's going to take the time, the energy, and the understanding. But that's the hardest part, because we've been taught, you know, our healthcare is somebody else's responsibility.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, that is sad, but true. And listen, right down to, are you drinking enough water? Are you eating whole foods that are clean? Are you staying away from the boxed foods and the canned foods? Sometimes it's the simplest of things, but I hope what you're hearing from Dr. Swan is the bigger picture as well, to study, learn, get asked questions, inquire. So Dr. Swan, I have to ask, I know the answer to this question, but I think it's a profound one. I believe that, you know, I tell people all the time, I didn't choose to grow up and be this. I went through a health crisis, a series of them, where the good Lord just put me on a path, and my own healing became my own healing ministry to help others. And I know you have a powerful story. However much of it you'd like to share, can you talk about how chiropractic and this path chose you and your own journey of discovering this is just kind of a chosen career? I mean, it turns on the system that God gave you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've experienced?
My own personal experience started when I was very young. Obviously, I didn't know what was going on. I was fortunate enough to live to my seventh birthday. My sixth birthday, shortly after that, I got a brand new bike. And so that was great. I took off out, and unfortunately, I got run over by a car. And I woke up in a body cast and traction a week later. And I went through several podcast and extremity traction, after about a year, I had to learn to walk all over again. And so when people say, you know, medicine is great in crisis, they are absolutely fabulous. It's nowhere else I'd want to be. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know if you understand, but whether I was in a cast or not, my leg kept growing. It couldn't grow thicker, so it grew longer. I have a deficiency on one side that's almost 3/4 inch short. So my pelvis is permanently off because, you know, I was still growing, but incorrectly. And what had happened was probably late teens, I started having strange things. Like I'd break out in rashes. I'd start to have shoulder pain. I had to, in the morning, I had to, just to be able to write, I had to pry my fingers open. So I was starting to get liver problems. I was starting to have gallbladder issues. I was autoimmune deficiencies with what they refer to as juvenile arthritis. And so I didn't know what this was all coming from. So, and my parents took me to several specialists, and nobody had a definitive answer of what was happening to me at such a young age. And so somebody just suggested we go to a chiropractor. And of course, the natural response was, he has a lot of problems, but he doesn't have a backache or neck ache. You know, that's not what we're looking for. But after not having any answers and talking it over, we said, well, what do we got to lose? I mean, we got to do something. So we went in and he run a full battery of tests. And lo and behold, what he found is I had what is known as a double rotatory scoliosis. And the very organs that I was having trouble with were getting miscommunication from the rest of my body and the brain. And so I was struggling just to go through a normal routine. It took me about 5 or 6 adjustments, and then I had one hell of a backache. It's like, oh my God, is this what we're talking? Straighten it out, you know. And so I know when a patient has problems, I know why, because I've been through it. Many times I'd leave the office thinking that, man, he's left his fist in the middle of my back. It's killing me. But over time, it took probably 2 years, and I was in university at this time. And I was a biology major. I was going to go into teaching. I'd seen other patients with halos and in wheelchairs, and I'm thinking, man, that could have been me. And so I changed my major, and I applied to chiropractic college. I graduated, and I've been practicing this now for 38 years and loving every minute of it. But God, when I'd seen how much trouble I was having, is I asked God, I says, you know, my mother's having problems and she's going and I'm having problems, you know, make me a doctor so I can help these people. Well, at that point, you know, it was desperate and no way when I was a teenager thinking that I'd ever be a chiropractor. I didn't even know what it was. And so he directed people in my life, and I met some great chiropractors. And so I get up excited every day, and it's the way it's been. And the good Lord has had his hand on my shoulder. Yeah, I must have been saved after I've been run over. I've fallen off a second story roof. I've been hit by lightning. Apparently he wants me to keep using this conduit that he calls Stuart Swan to help people, and that's kind of where it's at.
Well, I couldn't be more grateful, Dr. Swan. You definitely are not finished yet. You are definitely not finished yet. And, you know, you in understanding your patients, I think it, because of your own process, I think, well, and, you know, let's be candid. I call you the magician, but I truly believe it's an anointing that you have from God, because I feel you're just so in touch.
I used to really be upset, but until another pastor had really brought this to my attention, and I guess I didn't realize I was anointed the way it works out, and I've been blessed beyond belief, and I used to consider this more of a problem, but it has brought me full circle, and it really does allow me to appreciate just you talk about magic. The magic is really our God's gift of being able to heal, and that's really, that's our God-given birthright, and we have to be looking for it. We're looking for all these outside things that, it's important, like you said, to have the proper nutrition. But if you have the best nutrition in the world, all the superfoods, if your body's not able to metabolize it and use what the good Lord gave you, how are you going to make one single cell? He takes it from, a baby that's mashed apples, mashed carrots, and makes a totally functioning 5-foot-tall, walking, talking human being. And why do we have so much faith in stupid medication? I just don't get it. But it took me years to really appreciate it. And it's tough when we're struggling so much.
Yes, it is. I just started the show with that before you came on. When you're impaired, when your function, your performance, your vitality is compromised, you're just barely surviving day to day, let alone living the purpose and passion that the Lord gave you, weaving you together in your mother's womb. And, personally, I've shared, I have a son who's on the spectrum. He was my ABO incompatible pregnancy baby. And I have a son who was perfectly healthy, so to speak, but in how he was delivered through C-section, he had a pretty compromised brain stem. And that compromised vitality and performance and function throughout all of his organs and created weight gain and eczema and lethargy and a whole bunch of stuff. You don't know what is waiting in what God made you to be if you are not in full function and performance on a fundamental level. And the very first systems he weaves together in the womb are what? The brain, the central nervous system, and the spine. Hello?
Absolutely.
We need chiropractors.
Absolutely.
We need chiropractors. Chiropractic is just the fundamental for me. I can't imagine ever not having you in our lives, Dr. Swan. Truly, you have just gifted us and given us. It's a new trajectory, you guys. When you change this dynamic in your life, you're not just making a better health. You are literally moving the trajectory of what was going to happen in your health by degrees. For me, it's like a 180. I was not going in a good direction. It was not going well. For my children, not going well. The amazing results, the logic is undeniable. So if people want to work with you locally, because I do have listeners that are local, we reach a lot of people abroad, throughout the country, around the world, but for those who are local, can we give them your information? Is it okay if people call and schedule a consultation with you?
Yep, that's no problem. I will say one thing, though. If they're interested in this type of care, I'm a part of a wellness network around the world, and I will find somebody for them, because the education is absolutely critical. Once they understand this, they need to be able to get somebody that's vitalistic, and I will share that with them as well. So there's plenty of opportunity.
I'm glad you said that, because there are different, just like there's a different view on every religion and education and politics perspective, there are different perspectives on chiropractic. So this is a vitality. You're using the word vitality. Can you talk a little bit about this distinction and what people should be looking for if they do meet with a chiropractor?
Okay. There are two basic approaches to just about anything. There's what we call inductive, which is the science of studying minutia, and should be compared to deductive, which is the whole concept and see how it fits in there. Within this concept of or reasoning, the two go hand in hand, the inductive and deductive. The deductive portion is more from a vitalistic point of view, that there is a universal intelligence in all matter, constantly giving it all its properties and actions, and thus maintaining it in existence. And that's our universal, that's our greater God, and there's nothing that's going to happen without him already knowing it. And if you don't think that, when you go in there, that particular person who's applying their trade thinks it's all inductive education that they're doing something, and in reality, it's the body accepting what God has allowed. And so vitalistic to me means it's the vital component that keeps you alive every day, that God has breathed life into you. And if you try to fight it, you can, but you're going to realize eventually that all the medicines, all the doctors, all the labs can't make one single cell, and your body does 20 to 30,000 a day. And that's what vitalism is to me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So to reach you and reach the network that you have available to you that's global, how do people best contact you, Dr. Swan?
I believe we're online. I'm not sure what it is because I don't handle all that. They can call the office directly.
Absolutely. Do you want to give that number
ahead,
or do you want me to do that?
Well, you can give them the number and the website access. There's all kinds of stuff on the website that explains who we are and what we represent.
Okay, great. Excellent. So let me do that. The phone number here is area code 810-658-7926. And there is a website for Dr. Swan, and he's right. He does the behind the scenes. He's in the back. He's not managing the website. He is doing the work of wellness for sure. So you can find them on Facebook, and please note that they have moved. Their office is now at 1371 North Belsey Road in Burton. They had previously been, I believe, on East Street. It was in Davison, but please go and visit them online. And if you have questions and you're curious and want to go in and visit, you can do that. You can also go to visit swanchiro.com. So Dr. Swan, I can't thank you enough for what you provide my family and the community and what you've mentored through other professionals, I'm sure, for the last four decades. Not just your son who's in your office, but I know many who count on you for counsel. I know knowledge and wisdom when I see it, and I've known that from the minute I met you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap up to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I find it's a pleasure that I can help people, and I love every minute of it. And so if there's anything you have a question, just give me a call. One thing I'll say about the phone number, if you have a hard time remembering it, it's just 810-658-SWAN. So it should be easy to remember.
I never realized that. Now I'll remember it that way too. But I have you on my speed dial, sir. You are in my cell phone. I'm my favorite. Top of the list.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Swan. Have a blessed Sunday. And hey, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow's our patient appreciation day, so I just love it. Without you guys, I wouldn't have a reason to go in the office.
Yes, absolutely. So this is something you've been doing annually. Yes, let's give a nod to this, because every year you do patient appreciation day for 10 cans of canned goods or $10. You're offering patients a chance to come in, and those go to what charities? You have several charities for people to choose from, right?
We have Outreach East in our area, and then we have Paradise Animal Shelter. So we just like to help wherever we can. So not a problem. Whatever they like to do, they tell us what they want to do with it. So, but yeah, they can come
awesome.
In, have a full evaluation, and it's just a wonderful thing to find out if there is anything that we might be able to help them with.
Absolutely. Truly, that's true. Just go in and just get the evaluation and get some new perspective and then choose from there. At least you will not regret getting education about your own wellness. All right, Dr. Swan, God bless you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you for
bless
being
you
on
too.
The show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you got a little sneak peek into why this guy is one of my favorite people on the planet. You know, genuinely having the underlying fundamental communication system of the body restored, giving it what it needs to conduct itself well. It's such a gift, you know, the ability to work longer hours, provide better and more, to be available, you know, get your mind and your body and your emotions present and play with your kids, get on the floor, play with your kids. You know, Dr. Swan, I should have said it when he was on the air. One of the things he does when he works with you is he says, we're going to set some real goals. You know, you've got to be able to measure the success of this improvement of functionality and performance. So, you know, I had gone from being a full-time caregiver to really almost needing full-time care the month after my mother passed. It was just like, wow, I could finally not have to do everything that I was doing, and just everything in me kind of hit a wall. And like I said, I was outsourcing. I needed help. And my goals were basic. I wanted to get in the pool in the backyard with my kids. I wanted to play a game of tag with my kids. I wanted to go for a hike in nature. You know, locals are form our nature preserve, right? I wanted the simplest of things, but they were things that were genuinely an expression of, man, this would really be a mile marker for me. You know, this would really say to myself and others in the world, like, whoa, look what she's doing. And then one day, my oldest son, who's 25, and I were in the living room, and I dropped something, and he, as usual, would bend to get it for me because I'm a little slow on the bend and get up. And not this time. I bent down and picked it up and stood up, and he looked at me and said, okay, Miss Bendy, that was fast. And I almost cried. I thought, wow, you know what? You're right. That was fast. That was something that I would have hurt to do before. I would have gotten it done if I really had to. But, you know, I'm telling you, I had lost some really basic functionality. And I could be embarrassed to tell you that, or I could just be real about it, because some of you have lost some of your most basic functionality, and you're being cheated a chance to live just everyday life well, but those special moments too. You know, you want to do something for your kid's birthday or for your anniversary, or you want to have some special moment of adventure or vacation, and it's just, it's not possible. So I urge you, we're called Great I Am Radio for a reason. And that's because we're out to serve you in such a way that the Great I Am within you is honored. This is truly a vessel for the breath of the Creator. And you are given a birthright for this type of wellness. So remember, if you're not in this local area, but you liked what Dr. Swan had to say and you'd like to get his referral to someone in your local area, please visit Swan, SWANCairo.com, or call his office on Belsey Road in Burton, Michigan, at area code 810-658-7926. My little boys and I are there and just couldn't be getting better care. I highly encourage families that are dealing with issues with their kids, behavioral, emotional, nutritional, physical, see a chiropractor who understands vitalism and watch things shift. It's remarkable to see the unfolding of this type of healthcare. And if you are wondering what are the other lifestyle things that you could be doing, what are those other things that you can do to support the chiropractic? You know, Dr. Swan and I are kind of like peanut butter and jelly, or almond nut butter and jelly, whatever you do. You know, he's he was blown away by the results I got so quickly. I was blown away by his care and the results, but he was blown away because he has a patient in his hands who does the work on their side of the fence, you know? So I am staying hydrated. I do eat my superfoods, and now they are absorbing, metabolizing. They've got a place to go. They've got a communication system that delivers them, and I'm getting the benefits of them finally at the level that I should, because they are meeting fertile soil, so to speak. They can go to work. But the holistic care that we offer at Optimal Self-Care goes hand in hand with the type of care that Dr. Swan provides. He's empowering that fundamental autonomic nervous system, that communication system between the brain and central nervous system, down the spine, through the organs, through that network of communication. He's allowing that system, supporting it, finding its natural flow and order and functionality, therefore vitality. And then our care gives you that education about nutrition, about lifestyle, understanding, you know, how much water do you really need? How much sleep is really best for you? Are you needing to adjust your lifestyle, personal hygiene products? Are you chemically inducing yourself through food or detergent and soaps? Are your relationships toxic? Are you having mental toxicity go on in mindset, you know, mind and emotions? We take care of the whole person together, you know. So the type of care that we believe in is built on education, built on you understanding that you have really the power already within you. We've got to undo some of the impediments we've created. So at Optimal Self-Care, I have a team of people from Michigan to California and beyond who help me help you. So if you're looking for someone in your area to help you, please let me know, and we can support you getting the kind of nutrition you need, getting the type of lifestyle coaching that would be best for you, and getting the type of mindset and goals down so that you are really producing results consistently, sustainably, and living in your own power and passion and purpose. So you can visit me at RebeccaLJohns.com. It will prompt you to my Facebook page until we have our Optimal Self-Care platform up and running, which is coming up real soon. It'll talk to you about our holistic services. It'll talk to you about all of the superfoods and other phototherapy oils and things that we offer so that you can have things at home. Okay, I am not one who needs you to be in my hands, in my care, to be getting you well. I'm the opposite. The care I offer puts everything in your hands at home so that you can be taking care of yourself and your family optimally. And then lastly, of course, our classes and our workshops, some that are live and local, and some that are webinars live, and some that will be downloads. So keep your eyes open for optimalselfcare.com. But in the meantime, if you'd like to reach our local office and get care or set up remote care, which we do through Zoom video conferencing, you can call our offices at area code 810-432-0065. And you're always welcome to contact me by email at Rebecca@optimalselfcare.com. I am here with you each Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, bringing you education, information, special guests, and empowerment for you to live your great I Am life. If you are someone who's listening and would like to be a guest on the show, please contact me at Rebecca@optimalselfcare.com. And if you have gotten value from this broadcast, I invite you to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Rebecca L. John HHP, and tag your friends. Share this link. Follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. I dare you. You are deserving of this great I Am life, and I am here to support you. Listen also to our podcasts that happen throughout the week that are brief 15-minute conversations, topics, and tidbits that are also here to empower you. If you have suggestions on topics, please email me, because there are things that are going on in your life that I can absolutely speak to, but you need to let me know. So Rebecca at OptimalSelfCare.com, local offices 810-432-0065. Again, a big thank you to my special guest, Dr. Stuart Swan of Swan Chiropractic Wellness in Burton. Tune in next week when I have more special guests. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a fantastic Sunday. Be blessed. Peace.